I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Marcus Karma won't be let out on bail. Karma was convicted of deliberate homicide by a Missoula jury last week in the death of a 17-year-old German exchange student he found trespassing in his garage last April. He was jailed upon conviction. But prior to that, he was free on a $30,000 bond. Today, he asked to be released again on that bond until he's sentenced February 12th. But District Judge Ed McLean said, "It is not fair to the people of Karma's Missoula neighborhood to turn him loose, nor is it fair to the people of the state of Montana to place him in the midst of any other community." McLean also read letters from Karma's neighbors expressing concern about his release. Karma's attorneys have said they plan to appeal his conviction. They argued at trial that Karma had the legal right to use deadly force to protect his property and family from intruders. Bankrupt real estate developer Tim Blixeth has been released from a Missoula County jail. A federal appeals court ordered his release yesterday after U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon in Great Falls sent Blixeth to jail last Thursday for failing to provide documents related to his bankruptcy. A two-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit said that Haddon's incarceration order will be put on hold for 30 days while the judge gives more specific instructions to Blixeth on how he can comply with his earlier order. Creditors are trying to collect on $241 million in judgments stemming from the bankruptcy of Blixeth's Yellowstone Club development. A Missoula man has claimed the $300,000 Montana cash jackpot from the October 15th drawing, the largest jackpot in the history of the game. I'm Eric Whitney.